orphans hang in limbo as lawmakers sort through Russia's adoption ban. The gospel is reaching Peruvians in an unusual way. And a severe cold snap in India is setting the stage for believers to share Christ's love. This and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The hope of adoption for Russian orphans is hanging by a thread, and that thread is tied to politicians' pens. The ban on Russian adoptions to the U.S. was signed by President Vladimir Putin to start January 1st. But things are kind of cloudy on the boundaries and length of the ban. Anita Danica with Russian Ministry says things are uncertain for 46 adoptions that were already court-approved.
Apart from perhaps 46 orphans, there will be 1,000 orphans who would have come to America who won't be able to.
One thing is for sure.
This is so hard for American families and the Russian orphans who were waiting to be adopted, already thinking that it was happening.
But there is some encouragement.
Russian Christians are working with the government, spreading the word in their churches, and more adoptions are happening inside the country.
You can get prayer resources and take action through the story on our website. Next, despite the anti-American adoption law, Americans are with orphan kids right now. A team of about 20 people with SOAR International Ministries are playing with kids and singing songs. They're also halfway through their goal of delivering 1,800 gifts through their Stuff a Stocking campaign. I caught up with SOAR's Greg Mangione on Skype just outside of Moscow.
We have been welcomed with open arms. There's been some cautiousness, you know, wanting to not step on toes of leadership. But the orphanages, the directors, and the teachers have just been very grateful.
Working with a local church, the team's presenting a magic show, while the church...
They had a puppet, a whole gospel puppet skit ready and put together, and so it's been a great time of evangelizing to these kids and just spending some time showing them love.
If you'd like to help SOAR with their upcoming Easter basket outreach, just go to missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Peru's economy is humming despite the hiccups of the global economy. The economic boom is growing the country's middle class, which is made up of business leaders. Kevin Pate works with Marketplace Missions through Global Advance. He says Peru is a strategic mission point for South America.
We think there's a connection between the rise and what God is doing there, the rise in the number of Christians, and the ability for them to have a great business and economic climate in their nation.
After a few years of building a missions movement through the business world, Pate says they're asking Lima's business leaders...
We've taught you and we've entrusted you. Why don't you go and train others?
So this September, Lima's Christians are taking Marketplace Missions to the second most important city in Peru, Arequipa. Why?
A lot of people don't have a model to look at and say, oh, that's how you handle the tough times in business as a Christian. Oh, this is how you manage employees, and here's where the opportunities are to share your faith.
In other news, yesterday saw the deadliest violence in Iraq since late November. Despite the uptick, Open Doors USA says believers are coming together in Baghdad. Starting tomorrow, Christ followers from 14 different denominations will gather for a week of prayer for Christian unity. It's modeled after Christ's petition in John 17. 20 and 21, that they all would be one. Get your friends to join you in praying for the church in Iraq and throughout the Middle East. And following one of India's coldest nights in over 40 years, missionaries shared warmth and the hope of Christ. Missionaries supported by Gospel for Asia recently gathered over 100 blankets and gave them to the homeless. As believers distributed the blankets, they told each person about Christ. See how you can provide outreach tools at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.